Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, the 13th of May, and once again, we're coming to you live from the Tough Talk Radio Network. Great week lined up here today so far, or this week. Great week lined up this week so far, except for my talking. It'll get better as we get going. I'm just getting started here today. I had the pleasure yesterday of being at a networking event here in the Houston area, and it was really a good time. I got a chance to see a gentleman by the name of Daniel Hall. Now, I don't know if people out there are familiar with Daniel Hall, but Daniel Hall is, he's a guy that wrote a book a while back called Speak and Cruise for Free. Learn how to, you can get a book, you can buy his book at the on Amazon, and you can learn how to go on cruises for free by speaking 1 hour a day. So long story short, I started following him, and he does webinars, probably two of them a week with different people around the world, and always bringing information to networks of business people. And what I learned yesterday was the value of Pinterest. Now, you know, I want to say right up front, I thought Pinterest, when I heard Pinterest, I heard, from the recipe, you know, where, you know, somebody's quilting a blanket or something. So let me explain how that really worked out. I found out that Pinterest is the most used tool to drive the most traffic out of all the social media opportunities that are out there. Pinterest is number one. Yeah, who knew it, right? But how do you know anything unless you educate yourself? How do you learn what's available for you to use unless you build opportunities to grow? By reading, webinars, videos. And it always goes back to reading, okay? If you are having trouble with sales in your business, well, you would probably read up on sales. Now, you might hire someone to help you with sales, but as a business owner, if you don't understand what they're supposed to do for you, what are you hiring them for, okay? And if you're having trouble with marketing or being recognized in your area of business, okay, how are you preparing to hire someone to do that? Are you going by their credibility, what it says on their website? Is it word-of-mouth referral? How are you understanding the value that that person brings? Is it because you met them once and you thought, wow, they're really smart? What is it that you use as a tool? Okay, if you're going to have if you're going to hire someone to do your bookkeeping in your business, do you just go in the yellow pages and pick the one with the biggest ad? Or do you meet someone through someone you already know that has used them, word-of-mouth referral? I mean, for me, it's always about learning what someone else got from the experience. I remember when I was in the remodeling business, I would tell my potential clients to actually call the references and ask questions and see if you could go visit it, the job site, to see what the turnout looked like. It's money that you're spending. So people will do that when they're spending $20,000 in their house, okay? But people won't do that when they're spending $2,000 in their business or $200 in their business. Why? Is it because they have the extra money they can just throw away? I don't know. For me, I find sometimes people are just in a hurry and they get all emotionally connected to it, and 3 days later they're thinking, why did I do this? Well, we're stuck with it. We've got to move forward. It happens. So my recommendation to business owners out there is if you're going to a networking group, make sure that you understand the value of the group. What does it bring for you? Is it bringing you value? If it is, stick with it. If it isn't, why not? Can you fix it, or do you need to find a different group? It's like if a marketing campaign is not working for your business, would you keep it? Would you keep paying for it? Or would you try to change it so it worked better? A lot of choices, but these are the things you need to educate yourself on. Here on Workshop Wednesdays, what we do is we try to help that small business owner gain access to different opportunities. Some of it's webinar-based, some of it's networking-based, and a lot of it is business owners coming on and sharing their process with us and our listening base here so people understand that everybody struggles. Even the most successful people struggle. Struggle less now than they did before, but I don't know about you, struggle still felt the same way. And it's kind of hard to understand that if there's a struggle, that it's not important to take care of the struggle. So how do you go about that? Do you mastermind with people? Do you just sit down and have conversation with like-minded people? Do you gather your office together and just have an open discussion and understand what they're saying openly, not just because you're in charge or you're the owner that, you know, they're probably not qualified to talk about it. They're the people in your business that are helping grow your business. How important would they want to feel like if they were the ones that were helping you grow your business? Wouldn't it feel better if they knew that they were important to your business? I mean, of course, they might ask for a raise, but if they're presenting results, why not? Sometimes as a solopreneur, we get a little we have some self-control issues. We want to control all the moving pieces ourselves. I met a gentleman yesterday at a networking group that just joined a new organization, and he had a website that was a mile and a half long, the URL. And I was trying to write it down, and I stopped him, and I said, tell me your name. And he told me his name. I said, this should be .com. Now, I know that you have a big, expensive website built up, but no one's going to go to it if it's complicated. So a lot of times as business owners, what we do is we complicate things. The old keep it simple, stupid is a really good rule to live by, okay? And it's nothing personal about the stupid part. It's just that it enables everyone to understand the easiness of it. So sometimes when it's complicated, what do? We run from it. When it's uncomfortable, what do? We walk away from it. And a lot of times when you're uncomfortable, that means you're on the edge of success. So how many times have you walked away from success? Okay, so we have a great show lined up here. We always have good shows. I mean, everybody that listens in every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time understands the value of Workshop Wednesdays. We bring you a platform of people that are telling their journeys in their business, how it's working for them. So if you're smart, you have a piece of paper, a pencil, maybe a fresh bottle of water, a cup of coffee to get ready for this. You can call into the show 347-989-1363. Press 1 if you want to ask a question, or just dial in and listen by phone. Maybe you got to walk away from your computer. Maybe you're driving in your car. Play it through your Bluetooth. Maybe you're listening to this show 3 weeks later. Understand the value. You can always email us, info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can always email me personally, tony@tonygambone.com. I love getting emails. I love meeting new people. I love having conversation on what they're doing and how I could learn more from what they're doing. Today's guests are two gentlemen. One gentleman is here from the Houston area. His name is Ryan Lee. And he's in a business that, it kind of touches home from a business I was in the past, okay? He has a company called Stone Creations of Texas. And Natural Stone Outdoor Products. Now, here in Texas anyway, and I know most parts of the country the same way, outside living, whether it's just 3 months out of the year, maybe it's a little bit longer in different parts of the country, but it's important to have the look. Here in Texas, you see a lot of that because the weather's so nice, so long. Florida, California, Arizona, same thing. Up north is a little bit different. You could use these products, but you might need to brush the snow off of it. Anyway, my second guest is a gentleman by the name of Rich Perry, and his website is The Path of Me. So two different directions today, two great guests. Really excited because we're going to learn a lot about two gentlemen that are working hard at what they do to create opportunities for others. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back. We're going to bring up my first guest. So make sure 347-989-1363, call-in number, press 1. If you want to ask a question or just dial in and listen, email, once again, is info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back after this short break.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Stop working so hard and learn to do the things that matter. If your business is not successful and you know your stuff and are getting results for your clients, it's not your fault. The good news is you can change it and your bottom line. All it takes is having the right strategy and being able to follow a consistent plan for your business success. Learn how at Michelle Sism's 3-day event in Houston in September. Go to takeactiongetprofits.com to learn more.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays, and my name is Tony Gambone, the host of the show here every Wednesday, 10:30, 11:30 Central Standard Time, coming to you live, Radio Network. Okay, so my first guest today is a gentleman by the name of Ryan Lee, and he's the founder of Stone Creations of Texas in the greater Houston area, and, well, it's a family-owned and operated in the Houston area. The business is about engraved quality engraved sand, limestone, onyx, travertine, brick, and mega quartz products. Okay, it's an extensive. Their company has an extensive knowledge of the stone industry. Now, you know, when we think of stones, we think of maybe stones in the house, bricks, pavers. There's all types of stones used for all types of things. Okay, I mean churches, schools, parks, all different parts of our community use these stone products. What I want to do is first is bring Ryan up on the show, find out a little bit about him and what brought him to where he is today. So, Ryan, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself today?
I'm doing great.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple of things, Ryan. I know that we mentioned that you're from... You're in Houston now. Is this where you're from originally?
Yes, I grew up in Houston and then finished out high school in Round Rock, and we've been back in the Tomball area for approximately 15 years.
Okay. And, you know, I mentioned that the name of your company is Stone Creations of Texas, And I just want people, the local people especially, you know, I mean, you can learn a whole bunch about this organization by going to stonecreationsoftexas.com. And there's some great stuff here that I want to get to in a little bit, but I want to dig in a little bit deeper on you personally, Ryan. So tell me, this is a family-owned business. I know that when I had a remodeling business, I had to create my own legacy. You have to live in another legacy. Is this passed down through your family?
No, this business, my wife and I started about 2.5 years ago, and it's something that my sons are interested in possibly doing. So we do want to create possibly a legacy for them to carry on.
Right. So a lot of times, you know, people that, like your son, would have to live up to expectations that you've created in your business. But right now, you and your wife are starting the business. And what type of expectations do you guys set for yourself in your business?
We are trying to set some pretty high expectations. We're going to get out. We haven't done a lot of marketing in the business, and this year here we're stepping out and doing a lot of different things, and we're doing a lot of social media marketing, and we've got someone on board with us that is helping us out to kind of achieve those goals, to get our name out there, because we've got lots of room to grow, and a lot of people will love our product. We just have to get it out there for the people to see.
Right. It's a huge... You know, we're in Houston, and I know that you live in the Tomball area, and I live in the Katy area. For people that don't live in the Houston area, you have to understand that Houston is the fourth largest city in the country, and in 40 minutes in any direction, north, south, east, west, or anything in between there, is growing communities like you just can't believe. So it makes this area for business really, really an opportunity. Would you agree that our country, our state did not get hit, or our city did not get hit economically like the rest of the country did a few years back when the market kind of crashed? We kept growing along, and we were affected a little bit. But now, when you drive around the suburbs of Houston, if you close your eyes and just open up from time to time, you're going to think you're in the same area because it's all new construction going up everywhere. It's just like miles and miles of it. How does that help your business?
Well, that's going to help our business because we have so much growth, so there's so many opportunities to do so many different things. We do commercial signage, and that is one aspect of the business with all the growth that we can hit the new places that are opening up. We can hit them with the possibility of our commercial signage. We do a lot of neighborhood signs. We do a lot of individual neighborhood signs. We do address markers. So with all the growth, I mean, the potential is just unlimited.
Right. And so you were talking about you're pushing this year to do some marketing. Do you feel like in the first year, at least, it's kind of hard. I mean, you got to try to get everything together and push as hard and work as many hours as you can. And then after a year or two, you have to decide what areas you need to grow more in and then find resources to help you with that. And in doing so, in the beginning of the show, I was talking about how doing some homework on the people that you bring in to do work with you. Do you agree with that? I mean, did you just hire an accountant because he had a sign that said he was an accountant, or did you look for someone that you knew that did business with them, kind of the word-of-mouth referral, kind of like what your business could be built off of?
For instance, on my CPA, my accountant, I actually wound up to go in several different ones before I actually picked the one that I felt comfortable with. And I go a lot with my gut feeling on things rather than just jumping at the first person. But as far as referrals, yes, in most aspects we use different referrals and ask around and find out if we need a certain person that needs to help with a job that we're doing. then yes, I'll ask around and try and get a good referral from someone. I just don't pull a name out of the yellow pages for sure.
But
definitely referrals is the way to go. Because I mean, you can talk to someone and they typically, if they have a good referral from someone that you know, typically they're probably going to be a fairly dependable person. It's someone that's going to actually do the job correctly.
So tell me, Ryan, tell me your background. How did you learn about how to do this? Is this something that you had a job in a previous time with that you learned it and something you went to school for? How did you come upon this opportunity of business?
Well, about 2.5 years ago, we were introduced to the business by an acquaintance. And it really got my attention because I've had another business that I still have another business that we've been in business for 14 years on, and it's just not a lot of creative aspect on the business that I've had for 14 years. And with a stone business, it's something that you can, it's a lot of artistic and a lot of creativeness that you can run with, and that really piqued my interest on something like that, because you have a stone and it's basically like a blank canvas that you can, you know, you or your customer, or you can put whatever they want on there, and it's just amazing the creations that happens once you put your mind to it, and the customer's going back and forth with you, and you throw good ideas with them, and the customer has good ideas, and together y'all create something that's really neat.
So, looking on your website, stonecreationsoftexas.com, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, there's really some cool-looking things that looks like a lot of parks would use. As you said, entrances to subdivisions. And there's like, you do wine racks and different types of things like that. I mean, what range of business do you do the most of? Is it more benches than wine racks? Is it seasonal stuff? You know, how does all that work? What is the thing that you really sell a lot of?
We got two things that we sell a lot of. We have a very simple, it's called an initial boulder. And it's just something that someone picks up and takes to their garden or their house, or you put it indoor. You can use it as a doorstop. You can put it on a desk. And that's probably the largest volume selling item we have. It's, you know, it's an inexpensive item that most people can afford. It's just a nice gift. It's a nice grab-and-go piece, and it's a gift that people can get that, you know, that for someone that has everything. Then our second, probably highest volume selling item is the customers will come in and they'll pick out stones just for their homes, their addresses, or they may put their name on them. A lot of customized pieces. And then we also sell a lot of the onyx wine racks because they're real natural. And the stone alone has a lot of beautiful markings on it.
Mm.
So probably our three largest selling items, or most volume selling items.
So when I know that we talked before the show started, and you were telling me that your wife does a lot of local networking, meeting other business owners and stuff like that. As I look through your website, my question is, it looks like that you can really market to realtors because, you know, everybody knows when someone sells a home, a realtor leaves a gift for the new owner of the home. And those markers that you were talking about, okay, of the lawn marker or address thing, would be kind of a cool thing, and it's a very affordable thing to leave by, and it just like, so it really makes a difference in that opportunity. So have you sat down with realtors and had conversation with them about how they could really use that as a gift to a new home buyer?
That is a direction. We've sat down with a few realtors. That is the direction we're definitely heading. We've got about four different directions we're going to be heading this year. And when I say marketing, it's not just social media marketing. It's also just getting out there and meeting with people and talking with them and presenting an idea to them. And, yes, that's something that we're definitely wanting to go full force on, because I think the realtors would love the idea and love the product. And I think the closing gift would actually mean something to the homeowner, whereas, you know, rather than just getting an everyday item that, you know, you can get at Walmart. I mean, you know, to get something unique and creative that's created specifically for the customer, I think that would be a really great closing gift for sure.
Yeah, that was the first thing that came to my mind, because there's really cool stuff. And even if, you know, the wine racks, a realtor gets to know the client pretty well, you know, in the process. And, you know, sometimes that is a great gift as well. And even in the other area that I was going to, so the address boulders, I guess this one, rocks, the address rocks. Is that something that subdivision, what do you call that, the HOA, the Homeowners Association, has to approve?
For the most part, we have not had a lot of trouble with any types of homeowner associations as far as approvals. It just depends on the HOA, though. I mean, there are some that have stricter rules than others. We are doing a subdivision right down the street from us in Tomball that we're doing every address that they have, and their development's going to be approximately 265 houses, and and we're going to do every marker. They actually came to us and asked us if we could do the markers for them, and we accepted, of course. For the most part, I don't think you're going to have trouble with the HOA, but, you know, it's always good to check to make sure.
Right. Right. Okay, so now I'm looking at, you do tables, outside tables, and do you do stuff without, outdoor kitchens? So someone that does outdoor kitchens for a living, would that be a good connection for you to do business with, so that they can include your products into their design of an outside kitchen?
Yes, we can do the outdoor kitchens, and we... you know, we've done a few. We haven't done a lot of them, but we've definitely done a few, and it's pretty unique the way we do them. But that is something that would be that we could definitely visit on if anyone was interested.
Okay, so one more last question for you, Ryan. You know, in today's internet, we get to see a lot of stuff, maybe more stuff than we want to see on Facebook and different things. But one of the things that it seems to be growing and growing is people and their pets. Now, I can remember the first time that I heard that someone had medical insurance on their pet. I thought they were crazy. And then 6 or 7 pets later, I understood the value of that. But you guys do pet memorials. And how big is that market?
We actually do several pet memorials. You know, some of them are just at the house, you know, at the customer's house, and sometimes they, you know, there's some places that actually have true pet cemeteries. And but it's not real big. It's not one of our best selling items, but it's something that we do sell for sure.
So, would it be safe to say, looking for local marketing opportunities in Tomball area, to solicit the different veterinarian hospitals or pet groomers or, you know, those types of opportunities, so that there's brochures in there?
Yes, that would be that would actually be a very good idea.
Yeah. Well, so okay. We're up against the clock here, Ryan. And one question I'd like to ask you, I mean, I think it's awesome that you've taken the time out, because most business owners say they're way too busy to take time out to do things like this, because this isn't something that a lot of business owners are doing. They don't see the value of taking this interview and using it in the newsletter so people can understand more about what you're doing. It creates a different perception of your credibility, and that's what drives business. But as a business owner, as a local business owner, okay, and you have a unique product, what is the thing that you've learned this year so far? We're 5 months into the new year. What is the one thing that you've learned this year that you would recommend other people to pay attention to or consider or not doing? Okay, so something that you've learned, a nugget you can leave people with business-wise that could help them understand you know, a better process for themselves in the coming year?
It's just taking me a long time to learn it, I guess. But the main thing is you cannot do it all by yourself. And that's, I mean, I've always been one to, not that I'm a controlling person, but I have a hard time delegating, and I've learned how to delegate a lot better, and I've also learned that you cannot do it all by yourself. So, and then focus on what you're good at rather than what you're not good at.
And that is a struggle. That's a struggle a lot of us have, because we don't consider ourselves control freaks. But if you have your own business, if you're an entrepreneur, okay, it's really hard not to have control issues, because you would work for someone if that wasn't your personality. And you work really hard to get what you have, and then to just turn it over to someone just like that is kind of difficult. So that's a huge growth spurt for you in just 2 years' time. Hats off to you. That's a huge, huge nugget to get other people to help you. So I really appreciate that. That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
Well, Ryan, we're up against the clock, so just tell everyone how they can find you. I know they can go to stonecreationsoftexas.com, but where are you located? Is there a number they can call? Do they have to be in the state of Texas to do business with you? Give them some information how they can find you.
Our address, physical address, is 15734 FM 2920, Tomball, Texas, 77377. We have a Facebook page, Stone Creations of Texas Facebook page. Our Twitter account is at Stone Creations TX or at Stone Creation TX. And our phone number is 281-541-5276. And you do not have to be in the state of Texas. Now, of course, on the larger stone, shipping would be ridiculous, but and there's some flat rate boxes on the, you know, the stones are, you know, less than 50 pounds that are, you know, 20 by 20 or less that we have shipped out before. And I guess that's about it. And I'd love for everyone to come see us.
Well, I hope that they do. And I know that if they just give you a call and they're in another state and they want a bigger rock that's ridiculous to ship, you would be more than happy to help them with information on what to look for, what type of stone would be best for them, and you can give them all the information they would need that way as well.
So, absolutely.
Well, Ryan, we thank you for your time today. We wish you much success, and it sounds like you're on the right road, and I can't wait to stop by. I'm in Tomball for Network Tomball. Some friends of mine down in that area, so I'll stop by and see you, meet you face to face.
Well, come on by. I'd love to have you.
All right, Ryan. Thanks for your time today. Folks, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to bring up our second guest, a gentleman by the name of Rich Perry. He is a master coach of NLP, an empowerment coach, writer, and a co-owner of the entertainment company of an entertainment company. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to bring Rich Perry up. Make sure to go check out stonecreationsoftexas.com. Now, I'll tell you the truth. When I went on there, I was not sure what I was going to see. I've already picked out a couple of things that I think I want to get for some friends for a gift in the upcoming holidays. So check it out. It's really cool. A lot of stuff, probably a lot of stuff you didn't even know that was available. So make sure to check it out, stonecreationsoftexas.com, and make sure to give Ryan Lee a call. Okay, so we'll be right back with my next guest, Rich Perry.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Stop working so hard and learn to do the things that matter. If your business is not successful and you know your stuff and are getting results for your clients, it's not your fault. The good news is you can change it and your bottom line. All it takes is having the right strategy and being able to follow a consistent plan for your business success. Learn how at Michelle Sism's 3-day event in Houston in September. Go to TakeActionGetProfits.com to learn more.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, and we just finished up the first part of the show with a gentleman by the name of Brian Lee, who's out of the Tomball area, right out the suburbs of Houston, and he does stone creations. It's some really cool stuff where they do any kind of design on big rocks, boulders, and different types of things. And one of the things that he left behind for the listeners to understand is don't try to, if you're a business owner, don't try to do it all yourself. Let me go a little step deeper. What if you're a spouse, a parent, a volunteer in the community, an employee at a job, an executive? Don't try to do it all yourself, okay? Delegate some of the opportunities to people around you. Have an open mind and try to work with others so that you don't have to be weighed down all by yourself. Now, my next guest is a gentleman, as I mentioned, by the name of Rich Perry. He's a master coach of NLP. And for those out there, we're going to find out what that means. I don't know what NLP means. Recently, he was invited to co-author a chapter in the international book series, The Change, produced by Jim Brett and Jim Lutz. His gift is in his ability to relate to each person and take the client on a hero's journey by integrating both conscious and unconscious performance. Okay, so that sounds deep, right? I'm telling you, it's not. When you get to know a little bit more about Rich, you're going to see what I'm talking about. So, Rich, welcome to the show. Uh-oh, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
You're kind of breaking up a little bit. Let's see. Let's just try that again in a second here. Let me just push a button so we can filter that out. Okay, let's try it now. How's that?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No, you're kind of breaking in and out. Can we try to get you to hang up and dial right back in?
Yeah, sure. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. All right. So sometimes with the internet, we are up against that connection sometimes, okay? And I do apologize for that, but we'll get Rich up here in a second. And usually that makes the difference is the connection. I just want to let everyone know that you can find out more about Tough Talk Radio Network by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com. Okay, you can see all the shows hosted here in the network. We're a host-owned show by clicking on Becoming a Host tab and learn about how you can take the opportunity of our services to gain access to your own show. We not only produce the show, but we train you how to do the show. We also find the guests for you or with you. So check us out at toughtalkradionetwork.com. And here in a second, we should have Rich back up here. I'm just waiting for, they're going to be coming back to me any second saying. So I think we got him now. Let's see if we can. Okay, Rich, now can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, that's really good. Perfect. It's just crazy.
No,
sometimes, yeah, one dial in away from perfection. So very good. Appreciate that.
All right, good to hear.
I want to find out a little bit about who you are personally, Rich, and then we're going to go into the journey you've been on as a coach. Okay, so
sure.
Where are you calling in from and where are you from originally?
I'm calling in from Pennsylvania. More specifically, the Poconos, so that would be northeastern Pennsylvania.
Okay, I know it well. I grew up in Pennsylvania, in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's maybe like an hour south of me.
Yes, sir. Yeah, about 20 minutes outside of Philadelphia. So it's been a while since I've been back there, but I believe now they have casinos and everything else up there. You could just keep like blowing ball back.
Yes, we do. Yes, yes, we do.
Okay, so is that where you're from originally?
Originally, we're from New York, but, I mean, I grew up in the Poconos. I mean, we moved here when I was in kindergarten, so I consider this pretty much home. That's where I've, you know, grew up and everything.
Very good. So there's a young lady out there that does a lot of events with women, I believe. Her name is Sylvia LaFerre. I don't know if you know Sylvia, but I can do an introduction to you up there. She does a lot of speaking gigs and pretty big in the industry. She could be someone that you might want to partner with. So, Rich, tell me.
That'd be fantastic. Thank you.
Tell me the NLP, coach of NLP. Tell my listeners what that means.
Well, what neuro-linguistic programming, that's what NLP stands for. So neuro would be the brain. Linguistic is the ways that we communicate. And we communicate through more than just the words that we choose. You know, we communicate with tonality, so how we say things. We communicate with our body language, with physiology. So it's really just effectively communicating with the person in front of you and learning how they communicate so that I can speak to them in their language, and that's what it's really about. So that, you know, just to give an example, if one person is speaking German and one person is speaking Spanish, well, they're probably not going to understand each other. But if I can learn that person's language, if I can say, oh, well, this is how they communicate, this is their model of the world, and this is how they view things, well, then that's how I'm going to communicate, and that's how I'm going to use my coaching method so that I'm speaking their language and helping them to create the best possible change in the most efficient and timely manner.
Mm. So, you know, I spent almost 20 years in the gaming industry from Atlantic City to Las Vegas and throughout the South. And you know, you made mention of Spanish and German, but there's the language from the North and the South and the East and the West. Okay, so there's a lot of cultural differences right in our own communities that, by the way, people speak. So do you think that that learning process is important as well? I mean, it doesn't have to be two different languages, but it could all be English, but yet present it two different ways, right?
Oh, exactly, exactly. And for anyone, that would be my fault for not communicating that properly. That's exactly
no,
what
no,
I meant.
No. No, but it's so because a lot of times, and I use myself as an example. When I went to Mississippi to open up Riverboat Casino, I had to go to 2 8-hour classes on Southern hospitality, and I kind of thought that was funny until I got to Mississippi, and then I knew the value of it.
Yeah.
Because they talk different. You know, it's ma'am and sir, and I'm like, ooh, are we in the military? And it's just a different form of language. And, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, right? Or you don't get
exactly
anything accomplished. So this is an important process. Now, how did you come across doing this? Is this something you went to school for?
I went to school for psychology. So I was working in children's mental and behavioral health for 7 years. And I loved it. I loved working with the kids. I worked primarily with younger children that had behavioral issues, and then later I focused more on kids on the autism spectrum. And then after a while, I just noticed that I needed a change for myself. I wanted to, you know, use my talents for bigger and better things, you know, not just working for an agency, but being able to have a massive impact on a lot of people. I spoke to a friend of mine, and she recommended that I go through the training for NLP and become a coach and use my talents in this way. So, I mean, I'm still helping people. I'm still – it is kind of therapeutic, you know. It's just a different path, and it resonates with me on a personal level, and that's how I, you know, got into coaching.
So is it safe to say, and I just want to mention, if you go to thepathtome.com, you'll find out more information on Rich Perry. But when you go, I always jump right to the about page because I want to know everything about the person, especially that if I'm either researching, talking to, or whatever it may be, it seems where I go. Your education, your background, it's like long. You've spent a lot of time getting educated. But as I read through this, okay, it looks like you started out in college, in psychology, and then kind of leaned into the holistic side of it as well. So you kind of have both sides of that. Is that a correct way of looking at it?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, just me as a person, I like I said, I've always been one to help people. Growing up as a kid, my parents, you know, really instilled those good positive ideas and good solid morals. You know, we were big in scouting and just doing good for the community. So I think it was when I was in high school, I had a psychology class and I thought, wow, this is awesome stuff and I want to help people in this way. So,
okay, so I mean, you have a degree in Reiki, you have hypnosis. These aren't something that you go to a psychologist or to. It's not normal stuff, right? Is it? I mean, is it more today than ever? But it just doesn't seem to.
No, I would say that I definitely credit like my parents for instilling the idea of having an open mind, and just trying new things. And that was a big thing when we were kids. They would always say, try something new, try something new. And me as a person, I've always thought, well, I'm going to make myself the best person so that I can help even more people. And, you know, I've been a very spiritual person for a long time. And when I found out about like things like energy healing, and I thought, wow, that kind of resonates with me. And I think that I can help people in that regard too, because it's just a way of connecting with other people. So that's why I got interested in Reiki and things like that, because it creates that wholeness of self. And for me as a person, it just makes me a better person because it puts me in tune with others and the universe, and it makes me a better person, and that's how I can help other people.
So when we talk about coaching, it's mm-hmm. a big word nowadays. I mean, it's really in style.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seems to become a coach. Maybe the only person right now that doesn't want to claim that name is Bill Belichick. But the process is business coaching. There's a wide range of business coaches out there that do nothing but personal development.
Right.
Now, what's your take on that? I mean, for me, just as an, you know, I have no kind of degree like yours. I do have mentoring programs and training programs and stuff like that. But for me, everything hinges, especially for myself, everything hinges with myself first. So if I don't improve myself, I can't be a part of improving anything. So do you do business coaching as well as personal development?
Yes, I do business coaching in kind of the way that you just put it. If someone comes to me and says, I want to improve my marketing or my sales strategies, I would be honest with them and say, that's not my area of expertise. Now, if a business owner came to me and said, hey, Rich, I've got a very successful business, but for whatever reason, I'm not making proper choices, or I'm not using time management effectively, or there's poor communication in my workplace, or, you know, I've achieved success, but I can't get to that next level because, honestly, I don't think I'm worth it, Rich. That's where I come in, because I would be able to focus in on the person as an individual. So I'm going to help them create a better version of themselves so that they can then take those skills and apply it into the workplace. So I may not be able to improve you know, I wouldn't be able to give expert opinions on sales strategies or marketing, but if that person needs personal development and empowerment to make themselves a better person and a better leader, that's where I would come in.
Right. And I really think if people out there are business coaches or are hiring, looking to hire a business coach, and it doesn't matter who you are, what your qualifications are, there's not one fits all. It really is important that people ask questions to the person that wants to hire them as a coach, simply because we can't help everyone. I do a lot of networking, and I train people in doing their 30-second pitch there, or the commercial elevator pitch. And some people say they're in financial services and they can help anyone from the cradle to the grave. And I don't understand what that means, okay, because I don't know anybody in the cradle that or in the grave that needs financial services yet, but I don't resonate with that. So it's not one fits all. The person that you're trying to do business with should ask questions and should make you understand that they might not be the person to work with you. And to me, Rich, I heard you say that, and that's what builds the credibility in what you do. Because you're not the only person doing it, okay?
Right.
You might be one of a few that have all those different types of backgrounds, but you're in a small group of people that say that they will not work with people unless they qualify, okay? Qualify doesn't mean, you know, they can write the check or send the credit card payment. So
right.
I really like that about you. Now, I'm going to take a second and go towards your book. But before I do that, I'm reading on your website, thepathofme.com, The Path of Me. Okay, your reality is yours to manifest. Your path is yours to create. How will you choose to create your path? So this is, you know, you didn't just wake up one day and say that. Okay, but there did come a day that you woke up and say, hey, you know what, that's who I am. That's what I do. And I want to create this logo and this website, The Path of Me. How did you come across that?
If we all have goals in life. And for me, it was easier for me to visualize setting a goal as if I was walking on a path. You know, I mean, a lot of people use that metaphor. So I'm not going to sit here and, you know, claim that I originated. No, I mean, we all, you know, we see our goal and we go towards that goal. So creating The Path of Me was a way that I could visualize it and then communicate that with the person. You know, I'm a fan of Alice in Wonderland. And in that book, you know, she asks the Cheshire Cat, well, which road do I take? And the Cheshire Cat responds, well, where are you going? And she responds, well, I don't know. And then the Cheshire Cat says, well, if you don't know where you're going, then it doesn't matter what road you take, because any road will get you there. So my approach is to make sure that the person I'm working with, my client, has a very crystal clear idea and they know exactly where they're going, that we set that goal and it's absolutely specific. That way we know that we have to design a strategy, a plan to get to that specific goal. So that's what The Path of Me is all about. It's about saying, okay, this is my goal. I can see it in front of me. And now we're going to, you know, gather those resources and develop that plan so that we can move towards that goal.
I like that analogy with the Alice in Wonderland, because if you don't know where you're going, that turned on the light for me. So, okay, I want to shift over to your book.
Sure.
You co-authored in a book, and, you know, before I ask you when you're writing your own book, what brought you to doing that, and where can people find the book?
It's available online. I'm actually in book 5. It is, like you said before, an international book series. It's a joint venture between a lot of different co-authors from around the globe, and it's co-produced by Jim Britt and Jim Lutz, like you mentioned before. And, you know, it's available online. And then I'm also, once I have the copies in my hand, I'm actually going to be selling them through my website as well. So that's actually being developed at the moment. And pretty soon we'll have the shopping cart up. People can pre-order them and then get them directly from me going through thepathofme.com.
Okay, so if they just go to your website, thepathofme.com, put their name in, and it says, I'm interested in learning more about the book, you'll make sure that they get reached by email so that they can come to your website to purchase the book. We listen, folks, we love to be rated on Amazon, but we don't want to give them all the money. Okay, so it's a process. If you never put a book out there, you don't understand that Amazon and the printer take most of the money. So it's not a get-rich-quick, but it is a tool that we want to use to help you learn more about the path and about Rich Perry. Now, Rich, when are you going to write your own book?
Thank you for asking me that. I'm actually working on another co-authorship with two colleagues of mine, so that's a three-way book, and then I am developing my own solo book at the moment as well. So the change is out. Currently, and then I'm going to have the book that I'm co-writing with two colleagues, and that should be out, I want to say, like midsummer, and then my personal solo book, I want to have out by the end of the summer as well.
Awesome. Awesome. I wish I'd made a month or so ago. We still have a couple slots. We do books, compilation books through Tough Talk. And we get people to share their message, their journey in life, not their business, but their journey in life, so that people can be empowered to know that it's not a bumpy road, it just has speed bumps.
Right.
So, yeah, so I'm, when you do the book, please, even when this book this, that you're a co-authored in, when it comes out, please come back on the air so we can promote the link for people to come to your website and purchase it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll be sending you your copy as well. So thank you very much for your interest and your support. And just, you know that your book will be coming. And as soon as I get it in my hand, I'll get your address. You know, I'll shoot you an email and I'll send that over. And then if you ever come up with another co-authorship, let me know. And I'd gladly show some support and throw a chapter in there. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I just want you to know what you're doing is awesome, okay? I've went through a lot of medical situations in my life, and I've learned a lot about the holistic side of healing, not only physically but mentally, and I just think it's really cool when someone takes all the background knowledge that you've learned in college and then spread wider and learn the holistic side, because that's the world we're coming to. And you're able to work, because, look, it's really important to know that psychologists, psychiatrists, surgeons all need it. But the holistic side of things makes the puzzle complete.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to understand that the brain is what causes you healing more so than the medicine. So it's an important mix. With one without the other, it's like it's not working. So I appreciate what you're doing. What is one nugget you can leave the listeners that they should try, do, or think about this year?
The one thing that I would say is to take every opportunity that's presented to you. And you never know what's going to happen from that opportunity. I know that me personally, I've been presented really great opportunities. And like, especially with the change, being offered, being invited to co-author the chapter or co-author the book and write my own chapter in it was a phenomenal opportunity. And I took that opportunity. I mean, if you've read any book, not you, I know you have, but the listener, if you've ever read any books by Napoleon Hill, he talks about taking opportunity, every opportunity when you're presented. Just take it. Just take that opportunity. And that's the one nugget that I would certainly leave people with is, you know, you're presented with opportunities every day and you need to take the initiative to see it for what it's worth and to take that opportunity and run with it.
Good stuff. Rich, we're out of time. I want to say thank you again. I look forward to connecting with you off the air. Make sure to go to rich@thepathofme.com. Send them an email. Let them know what you think. Make sure to remind them to let you know when you can go purchase the book. You can go to the website, thepathofme.com. We're up against the clock. I just want to say thank you because we got to go.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
All right, man. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.